I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So is anybody else just a little bit off step by what we fell? I'm pretty sure we fell forward. I'm almost certain that's what it is. That sure what it feels like. It feels like we fell forward. We lost lost an hour, and now we've stumbled into the week going, where'd that hour of sleep go? I'm still missing that thing. Wow. My daughter and I were talking about this yesterday, one of my daughters and I, and she was like, well, Dad, you know that time is now just a construct. And so the fact that we've, you know, that somebody arbitrarily decided 40 some odd years ago to change it, it's just a change in the construct. And I was like, well, yeah, time is, there's some absolutes, but I get that, right? Because, yeah, wow. Anyway, welcome. If you're running late and you think it's, I don't know, 5 minutes after eight, you're wrong. they changed the time on you and you're late. I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to be the bearer of that bit of bad news. Anyway, all right, moving along. We got a show today. I'm pretty sure we got a show today. we may be an hour late. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Okay, let me see. Okay, so Phil Rizzo is going to be with us, bottom of hour number two. He is a New Jersey conservative. That is a very rare thing. So Phil will be with us, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Vince Ellison is back with us. We'll talk about the Dems' lies and their push for CRT and they're hanging on to their racism because, well, that's the root. And Vince has all the historical details. We'll bring that up to you. Bottom of this hour, who do I have? We've been scrambling it at showtime to bring this all together. Let's see. Bottom of hour number two. Ah, Chris Widener, president of the American Freedom Tour, will be on with us. We'll talk about how freedom matters, free speech, you know, being banned, censorship, all that kind of good fun stuff. Like, we're banned now on YouTube and Twitter and Vimeo and LinkedIn, of all places. That's the one that everybody says, you got banned on LinkedIn? Yeah, I did. I got banned on LinkedIn. We'll talk about that, too, in just a minute here with Rick Manning, because 60 Minutes did a piece last night, and they brought in all the, people who are saying that those of us that have concerns about election integrity and election fraud, we are all nuts. That's right. We're crazy. Certifiable. So there's a topic for us. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you don't believe there was any election fraud or election irregularities, right? You don't believe that?
No, obviously there wasn't, because we kept getting told on 60 Minutes that it was all on the up and up. So, but, you know, one of the things I always kind of question is, you know, if everything's on the up and up, then why are they so afraid of voter ID? And why are they so afraid? Why are they so afraid of actually cleaning up the voter rolls? And just from a little interesting standpoint, and I really don't go down the Dominion path very often, but, you know, it would seem to me that if there was nothing wrong with the Dominion machines, I'd have been parading them out there and say, look at them, they're the friends that got it, I don't care, there's nothing wrong with this machine. But yet, every step of the way they fight against that. So, you know, if you actually wanted to make the case that we don't need to cheat to win, make it so you can't cheat to win.
Well, and you know, the ballot stuffing. I mean, you know, there's direct evidence of these things, and there have been arrests and indictments of people who were doing things in our election process that were deemed to be criminal.
Yeah.
So no, I don't,
it's right.
Didn't bring any of that up. They didn't touch on that.
All I know is, we know that in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Zuckerberg, left-wing Zuckerberg activist, had full run of the registrar's office, and they found that there was illegal activity going on. We know that the Wisconsin state legislature said we're going to decertify the presidential. Not that it doesn't even changes anything, but we wanted on the record that this was not a fairly held election. That's a fact. So, you know, I understand 60 Minutes and, you know, their desire to reach their 12 viewers and tell them that not to worry, nothing was wrong, and, you know, this is the government that you actually voted for. But, you know, I don't even think people who voted for Biden want to admit that this is the government they voted for. So it's a, I think they've got a problem. I think they've got a problem. And the fact is, I don't really care what people say. I care what they do. And when people are sitting there fighting to make certain that systems where the election counting was shut down, and then as soon as everyone went away, they drug a bunch of ballots out in Fulton County and told us, oh, pay no attention to the fact that you've got video of us cheating, you know, things like that. I'm sorry, but it's when you catch them red-handed and they still straight-faced say, oh, that we didn't do anything, I just have a hard time giving those people any credence.
Well, and there's a couple of others, you know, and shifting gears, I guess, a little bit, but, you know, some other stories that we probably should touch on. And these, again, are, you know, policy decisions that were made. And, you know, I was thinking about this, Rick. It you know, I'm not partisan per se. There is a political party that aligns with my worldview far more. And it's becoming very clear. It should be to most everyone watching, but, you know, policy decisions have consequences, and one of the policy decisions that was made has been to trim back, cut back, practically eliminate our space program, which has changed food consumption, nutrition. You mentioned, you know, microcomputing, electronics. Wow, the way that energy is delivered. I mean, there's very few areas of our modern lives that have not been medicine. There are very few areas of our modern lives that have not been impacted, and for the most part, impacted very positively by all of the research that went into the space program. And we've abandoned it, and now it looks like we're going to have abandoned an American, Mark VandeHei, who's an American astronaut who is on the space station, and the Russian head of their space agency is saying, we don't think we're going to give him a ride home. Can you imagine, Rick?
Yeah, I think it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, but it's, I hate to say this, but when we made a decision as a country a long time ago that we were no longer going to be able to put people into space ourselves, that we were going to be dependent upon the Russian Space Agency to provide the booster rockets and the like to send people to space. We made that decision. We turned over our leadership in space exploration to other countries. And it was that's the situation that we now face. The good news is that because of the void that was left by NASA, I say good stuff about these guys all the time, but you have Bezos with his attempt to put people into space, taking William Shatner to the outer continent of space.
Yeah.
And you have Elon Musk, who is regularly launching satellites and has created Starlink and has got a system that is where he can actually go and take a manned transport and get it to the space station and actually rescue that astronaut. At least he says he does, and so far he hasn't been wrong. So it's a, you know, we look at this and we say, we put the government has effectively really kind of negated their responsibility, and private entrepreneurs have now jumped into the game, and it's a, and are doing so, and at least in Musk's situation, or actually not just joyriding, they are actually building networks for the future communication of this planet. So that's a, so, you know, ultimately, yeah, if government was doing it, I don't know that Elon Musk knows what he's doing, but we made a decision that was a tremendously dangerous decision. We know the Chinese have a base on the far side of the moon. And why on the far side of the moon, you ask? So we can't see what they're doing. That's why. It's pretty obvious. So they've got a base on the far side of the moon. And they are attempting, and we don't know exactly what they're doing over there because we can't see it. But it's a, you know, that's, the Chinese are going to be the first people to colonize space.
Well, and potentially. I mean, you know, perhaps some of our privateers here, you know, might get ahead of them.
The Chinese are the first ones who are in the process of attempting to colonize space.
And sure.
One of the things that, you know, people just looking at the way a lot of stuff's done in China, they could put up a building in a day, and they put up a building in a day using the printing, where you actually
right.
print buildings and stuff, and it's a 3D printing, and it's a, and that's what is presumed, that they have robots and they're using 3D printing, and all they need to do is ship them, have supplies, mm-hmm. continue doing that. I don't know how that works, but that's what people tell me who do, and it's concerning.
Well, something else too that we didn't bring into that piece of the conversation, but you know, when we abandon our space program, you know, you talk about the rockets and the propelling systems that propel those rockets, our missile defenses and our defense systems were also developed around technology and the understanding of things that we garnered from that space program. And our missile defense program now is deeply dilapidated. And I would suggest that a lot of that is because of the lack of space exploration and the understanding.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. So we were talking about, and I'm going to try and get this story out. Western Journalism, by the way, westernjournal.com, has the story about our astronaut being threatened to be abandoned in space. And, you know, we were talking in the break there, Rick, you know, about the implications, too, again, of our missile defense system. And you brought up something that I think is really important that nobody's talking about. And that was President Trump and the Space Force. Talk about how the Space Force would make a difference relative to all this, quote unquote, fear mongering about, you know, nuclear attacks by a China and Iran, or even, you know, Putin blustering in Russia.
Well, as an active space force, if we've been a little proactive and had done it in the Obama administration, or even the Bush administration, that active space force would be able to, would have the capacity to detect ICBM launches and be able to take them out when they were in orbit,
yep,
when they're out of the atmosphere. Essentially eliminating threats from ICBMs. We still have problems with hypersonics because they don't have to leave the atmosphere, but it would deal with that. What's more, the biggest threat we have really to our military on the ground is the fact that a relatively dumb satellite with boosters can run into our eyes in the sky and disable them. All you have to do is push them a little bit out of their orbit, and they're, mm-hmm, those satellites are disabled. Our ground troops are 100%, they're 95% dependent upon the information that's fed through the computers from the satellite imagery that's real time and tells them exactly what's going on in the battle space in front of them. And without that, a lot of our armament is pretty much dead in the water. So it is so attacking the satellites is the most vulnerable place in our entire military system. And the Space Force, which Donald Trump got ridiculed for, is really designed to figure out those problems. How do you replace a satellite rapidly? How do you move a satellite into where it's supposed to be, mm-hmm, and protect those satellites? And the fact is, We should have been thinking about that and dealing with that 10 years ago, because it was the most predictable problem in the world.
Well, and you know, let's not forget how they have scrapped President Reagan's, you know, Star Wars concept, which, again, was realizing the fact that you could do a whole lot of defense from outer space. I mean, a lot of defense. You know, the dome that Israel has created, you could take that times about 1,000 if you had the program that President Reagan and his team conceived of, monitoring the airways over the United States.
And the intellectual, the capacity to do that today is where Reagan never would have dreamed we'd have the capacity to do what we do today. So it would have been, so what was essentially a dream and let's say some concept ideas today would be a complete reality. It'd be a safety net.
Yep.
And because of people not wanting that to exist, because that existing eliminated the mutual assured destruction doctrine. And it was not wanting anybody to be safe from nuclear launch. They did not pursue it. And quite honestly, the people who made that choice weren't dealing in a real world, and they were dealing in a wish world. Yeah. And Reagan was looking forward and saying, you know, if we really want to be done with the threat of nuclear weapons, let's put this in, you know, we'll give it to the Russians. You know, let's put it into place and make certain we're both secure from it. That way we'll never be tempted to launch because we know it won't even hit. That was his idea. Yeah. That was his dream. It was actually a dream that would eliminate the efficacy of nuclear weapons.
Well, that's the same concept as, you know, people who say, oh, we need to get rid of all the guns. Let's get rid of all the guns. Well, no. If you have legal citizens, law-abiding citizens with legal ownership of a firearm and the capability to be able to defend themselves, you know, you're going to have criminals that are going to be thinking twice about whether or not they want to take that step.
And 100%. The type of people, the type of nation states that you'd be worried about is Iran getting the bomb and having the ICBM capacity, at least the capacity to reach Europe at this point and hit Europe, European capitals. Well, it is a, let alone Israel. It's a, you know, that's your, and you know, we're effectively negotiating Iran to have the bomb. And we just saw that they were willing to shoot it and
Thank
fire
you.
It on one of our bases.
Appreciate you bringing that up. Absolutely. And they have taken responsibility for it, but they've claimed that it is a retaliation against Israel. Again, propaganda relative to what they have done. And I mean, Iran has been very active. We didn't get into this, and we'll develop this throughout the week. But you've got Russia, Iran, and China. And I promise you folks, there has been conversation and there is a plan in effect. And now China is having to readdress. I had a friend messaging me earlier today, but you know, Xi right now has to be very careful, because the decision as to whether or not to keep him in power is being decided by other powers within China right now. Back after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program the man who is burning up the roadways across America. One of our patriots that's burning up the roadways across America, the American Freedom Tour founder, Chris Widener. Chris, welcome. Good to have you.
That's Greg. Thanks so much. Yep, I am one of three co-founders of the American Freedom Tour, and we are excited about what's happening.
Talk to me about that. You know, I had Maureen Steele on, Friday before last, and we talked about what they're doing with the People's Convoy. I've been talking with Clay Clark about what they're doing with their Reawaken America tour. There are a number of folks that are, you know, trying to bring grassroots people out, and the response they're telling me has been quite phenomenal. People are really engaged and recognizing how their freedoms are being stripped away. Talk to me about what you're seeing on the American Freedom Tour.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of great folks out there doing great work, traveling around some bigger conference series, some smaller ones. But one of the things we always say is that everybody has to do their piece and use their gift. It's very much a principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different people have different gifts and different perspectives. And so ours, we come from the motivational world. That's where we come from. I'm a member of the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. I've been doing it for 34 years now. Seems hard to believe. But we got together last summer and we said, you know, conservatives have been beaten up for 5 years. Well, really since Reagan, but really, really, really beaten up for the last 5 years and told, you know, we're horrible, deplorable, racist, sexist, transphobic, homophobic, you know, all those things. And then the last couple of years, we've been locked in our homes and told how horrible we are. And so we said, you know what? Let's use our gifts to get out, put people together, inspire them, give them hope. And we bring the top conservative, iconic voices of our generation to cities all around America. For example, this weekend in Sunrise, Florida, it's basically Fort Lauderdale, we have President Trump, Don Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Dan Bongino, Candace Owens, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Sheriff Mark Lamb, Dinesh D'Souza. That's a heck of a lineup for one day event. So we are excited to be able to get out there and motivate and inspire. We're focused on faith, family, finances, and freedom, so we cover those topics throughout the day to help encourage and motivate conservatives to get out and take our country back.
Well, man, everybody that you just talked about, they are just, you know, incredible people with incredible messages. And you mentioned, you know, the message of faith and family and freedom. If you think about those as far as building blocks are concerned, you know, faith becomes your foundation, right? On top of that, you lay the family, and on top of that, then you achieve freedom and liberty. It seems to me like a pretty common sense approach, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have, as one of our 4Fs, finances, because we also believe sure. that now more than ever, conservatives need to be financially strong, because it gives you options. When you're poorer, you don't have as many options. It's not a matter of a rich person's better than a poor person, but you know the old biblical saying that the borrower is the servant of the lender. And so in many ways, we as conservatives have ourselves in trouble where we have to take what somebody else wants for us rather than what we want for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But you're right, at the core of it is faith. And in fact, I do a segment in the afternoon about faith. I'm a former pastor, spent 14 years as a pastor from 88 to 2002 before I began writing and speaking full time. And I tell the audience, I tell them that politics will not save America.
Right.
You need to be engaged in it. It's very important, but God will save America. And that faith is something that is individual, but it's lived collectively. And so it's an individual choice, but it's lived collectively. And that's where we get the Judeo-Christian value system, that we live collectively. And it's under attack like never before by New Age philosophy, by progressivism, by all those kinds of things. And so we actually take time in our conference. I lead our entire conference in prayer. We pray together out loud, and we pray for some folks who a lot of people forget to pray for. We pray for Joe Biden out loud in our conference. And I challenge the people, if we're going to be people of faith, we know that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to pray for our leaders. The Bible doesn't say pray for the leaders you agree with. The Bible says pray for your leaders. And in Timothy, it says, for this pleases God. And so we take a moment out of our conference and we pray for our country. We pray for our leaders and we pray for the people in that room that they would know God and that they would serve God through all of their endeavors, including their political endeavors.
Well, and that's the key I agree with you. We need to pray for Joe Biden. We need to pray for Joe Biden to have conviction and for Joe Biden to have eyes to see and ears to hear and wisdom to lead this country and this nation in a godly way, in a path that leads to righteousness. One of the things that has made America great, and Alex de Tocqueville is credited with this, but the idea that if America remains good, then America will remain great. The only way that America remains good is if her moral bearings, which are her Christian belief system, remains intact. Let me ask you this, because you mentioned being a pastor, you know, for roughly 14 years in the pulpit. One of the things that I have witnessed as a minister as well, when I look at the church, and I look at the world view that the church has today, most of the population does not believe that there is such a thing as absolute truth. They believe that there are a variety of truths. And even within many denominations, you'll find that Jesus Christ is not presented as the only way to heaven. He's presented as a way to reach heaven.
Well, yeah, you hit something nail on the head right there that I say all the time. You know, people want to blame somebody for the state of affairs that we're in America. And typically, a conservative would say, it's all the liberals. It's the liberals and the colleges and Hollywood and this, that. Well, they are currently to blame. But the only reason they have a voice, the only reason anybody listens to them, the only reason they have power in our culture is you have to go back even further. Who's really to blame for the state that we find ourselves in? And I would say the blame lies at the foot of the church. Because yeah. At one point, years ago, we owned the whole thing. I mean, it was lock, stock, and barrel. It didn't matter whether you lived in the deep south like Tennessee, where I live in Chattanooga, or you could go to Portland or Seattle or, you know, one of those more liberal, Boston. The church owned it all. Mm-hmm. And people lived out of that Judeo-Christian value. I believe that coming out of World War II, when we got into the biggest economic boom in American history and people started moving to the suburbs and all those kinds of things, I believe that the church was taken over by wealth and possessions and power, and then we got involved with political power in the 80s with the moral majority and some of those things, and we stopped being a spiritual organization that was designed to love God and serve God and be his hands and feet in the world, and we began to get sidetracked by wealth and big mega churches and power and all those kinds of things, and we got co-opted. We lost it. They didn't take it from us. We lost it. We gave it up.
I would suggest, Chris, and I appreciate that, I would suggest that we also lost our sense of our engagement and our involvement. We bought into separation of church and state, which does not exist in the American Constitution. There isn't a separation. We're not a theocracy. But if we understand our founding fathers and their writings about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, those are all things that are guaranteed to us. They are who we are, and they're guaranteed to us by God the Creator, not by man, not by government. And, you know, even when you think about it, and I know Vince Ellison will be on to the top of the hour talking about the history of the Democratic Party and a lot of the racism that is associated with that party for years and years and years. However, in World War One, in World War Two, we have always been able, up until the last 50 years, to see a coming together of the American people around the idea of loving your neighbor and around the idea of a commonality in faith. We may have had disagreements about how we get there or the path or, you know, supporting different concepts or what have you, but it was not the atheistic ideology that I believe has so permeated our public life today. And I think what we're seeing with your tour and many others is there has been a silent majority that does have faith. 70% of Americans today still say we're Christian. They may not have a full concept of that the way that maybe you and I do, Chris, as far as a biblical worldview, but they understand that Christianity is a core value, it's an important value, and I think they're really looking for the right context and how that plays out. And I think the church's other failure is we don't teach the full power of Christ's transformation that happens at the cross.
Well, yeah, and we also don't know how to engage the culture around us. And I'll give you an example. We tend to fall into one of two places in the church, or the so-called church. We either fall into completely separating ourselves from it. We don't talk to those sinners. We don't go where they go. We don't wear makeup. We don't let our women wear pants. You know, like the totally far, far right conservative church that doesn't engage in any way, shape, or form with culture. That's on one extreme. The other extreme is they're so engaged in culture that there's no holiness, there's no calling out or to be separate from, and we just get into things like saying, oh, there's all the ways that lead to God. We're not the only way. So we need to find a way to engage culture.
And we'll talk about that when we get back right after this break. Chris Widener, American Freedom Tour on Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Chris Widener, American Freedom Tour. Chris, tell folks, you've got an event coming up this weekend in Florida. Let's talk just for a minute a little bit more about that event that's coming up and how people can get there and find the event and get registered and show up.
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to AmericanFreedomTour.com. Really simple. You can buy your tickets, and people might say, well, I'm not in Florida. Well, at many of our events, we have people, well, all of our events, we have people from all over the country. The most we've ever had at one of our events was 27 states were represented when we were at Phoenix. And I think people probably went to Phoenix for the same reason you should all get on an airplane and come down to Florida, because ice down there right now. So March 19th, we have President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Dan Bongino, Candace Owens, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's fantastic. Many of you maybe have not heard of him, but he's from Pinal County, Arizona. Amazing work he's doing down there. Dinesh D'Souza is also with us at every one of our stops, and it's just going to be phenomenal. March 19th, one day only. You can go to AmericanFreedomTour.com and pick up tickets.
There you go. And so AmericanFreedomTour.com, and check that out. Now, do you guys ever stream any of the stuff that you're doing?
We don't. We haven't yet. Okay. I think it's in our plan to eventually do that. But right now we're perfecting the group of people that we have speaking and the venues and all those kinds of things. And so once we get that nailed down, then we're going to expand into some streaming, I'm sure.
Awesome. Awesome. We were talking as we went into the break about, you know, the kind of the different camps and how the church and believers, you know, tend to engage and or disengage. On the one hand, you described, you know, people being separated and saying, you know, we're not supposed to be a part of that. And I think a lot of that, I've talked about this for years on the program. I think a lot of that is, and I'm not, you know, arguing whether there's raptures or no raptures or what have you. But I think a lot of it is the idea of, well, you know, if this gets really, really bad, if we can just let it get really, really bad, then God's going to come back and fix it. And it seems to me that if we're supposed to be ambassadors, we should be having a say, right? You know, we're part of the kingdom. I mentioned to you in the break, Jesus's pronunciation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. And there's a group within Christianity that would suggest that if you say something like that, oh, you're one of those. The kingdom of heaven's not here now. This isn't the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's Jesus might argue with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, the Great Commission said, go and make disciples. And here's our problem. Some people won't go, so they break that half of it. And the other people will go, but they won't make disciples. Like, one of the things that I see, and I think research has proven this out, is that the megachurch movement has not produced disciples. In fact, even George Barna and some of the researchers have gone and they've found studies, and they've proven. They build attendees. They make attendees. They don't necessarily make disciples. And there's a big difference. So, on one hand, you have the people that won't go, like we were talking about, the people who seclude themselves from culture. And then you have other people who become culture. And they just slap a little Christian bumper sticker on the top of it. I mean, I don't mean to offend anybody, but you know, I'm about to probably offend some people. Like, the worst thing for me was all those little fish that people put on their cars, right? Like, that makes you a Christian because, oh, I'm a Christian. That's not what makes you a Christian. Right. A fish in the car doesn't make you a Christian. Loving your neighbor makes you a Christian. Sacrifice and all of those kinds of things are the things that make you a Christian. Living a holy lifestyle, that's what makes you a Christian. Belief in Jesus and letting it permeate your life is what makes you a Christian.
Well, you know, my youngest daughter got married this weekend, and I had the privilege of officiating their wedding ceremony. And you know, one of the things that's in there is, you know, the whole thing about wives submitting to your husbands and so forth. And you mentioned about makeup and what have you. And a lot of that is drawn out of 1 Peter chapter 3, where it says, you know, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on apparel. Now, that verse is taken fully, in my opinion, out of context, because what it's saying is you can't convert someone just through empty facades.
Yeah. And I also think we shouldn't be known for that. We should be known for love and the grace of God and all that. And then the earrings and the makeup all become irrelevant, right? It's don't let that be that thing by which you are known. And there's a lot of people, men and women, who pretty themselves up, and they wear the finest clothes and diamonds and rings and jewelry and all that, and they're empty, shallow people. God is more concerned with the inside than the outside.
Well, and that's what verse 4 goes on to say. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So it's again. And I think, you know, when you begin to really drill down on culture and you begin to ask people about, because people are searching, people are looking. That's why fads are so big today, because, you know, there's new fads consistently happening. And that fad, most of them will burn out after about 60 to 90, maybe 120 days, and then they're on to the next thing. Well, it's because there's an emptiness and a hunger to try and fill an empty hole. And I know we've talked about this, you know, for 40, 50 years, you and I have probably, relative to what fills that hole. It's a God hole. There is a God hole in man that only God can fill, but the church has got to do a better job of presenting the reality of an engagement with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. And that's why we go forth, and that's why we proclaim the gospel. You present it in truth. You present the good parts and the bad parts. You know, there are no bad parts, but you know what I mean. A lot of people think it's the parts when, oh, you mean I got to be holy? I got to live a holy life? Well, yeah, you do. I mean, that's the calling, right? Be holy because I'm holy. And it's important for us just to go out there and present the gospel and let God do the work in the hearts of people. I have a friend who's prayed for her husband for ever since I've known her, 15 years. She's hired me to speak for her company a number of times. And about 6 months ago, she said, please pray. He's finally considering it. What book should I have him read? And we've been praying for the last 6 months, and he came to Christ last week.
Praise God.
And he's an amazing guy. I've known him for years. And sometimes it's just timing, but God's in control of that, not us.
Amen.
We're in control of speaking the message in truth.
And our job is to be consistent and to preach truth in love, and and that, you know, and that there's hope, because there is an answer. Jesus Christ said that he conquered sin and death. Death is conquered, and that's eternal life. But sin is conquered right now.